produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Welcome to our program, God Can, presented by Pastor Stanley Moodley, Senior Pastor at Faith Center Ministries International. This program will give you practical tips and foundational biblical principles to propel your life to new heights with Jesus Christ. Listen in now with your host, Pastor Stanley Moodley.
Bless the name of the Lord. We praise God. As I said last week, trying to conclude our series. Maybe this will be the final, I'm not sure. But we look and see what God is doing. What of the day that we are living in? What of the day? What of the times? This morning we turn our attention to the book of Daniel, chapter 10 and verse number 14. The word of the Lord declares, "Now I have come to make you understand what will happen to your people in the latter days. For the vision refers to many days yet to come." As we talk about what of the day, the word of the Lord coming from Daniel this morning says, the vision of many days yet to come. Now, though it could simply mean in the future, and we speak about the day that we are in, or what of the day, and as I said, we bring it to the end times, the future, and it's often had messianic connotations. It's described events from the beginning of the Christ age. Last week, we concluded with Isaiah chapter 2 and verse number 2, and I'm just going to read that again. "Now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and all the nations shall flow to it." Hallelujah. You can also read the book of Luke, chapter 26, verses 46 to 47. We read of the end times. We often say, and you know what, ever since I've been growing up, even many decades now, I've heard about the end times. We've heard about the end times when we were even being converted and we were told that Jesus Christ is coming again. And let me tell you, church, I still believe that Jesus is coming again. That Jesus is coming and is coming soon. In the Old Testament, the expression "last days" often looked forward to a period of time beginning with the first coming of Christ. This is confirmed as we have looked at the prophetic messages from the book of Isaiah. Then we have read so many verses over the past weeks talking about the first coming and the second coming of the Lord. You see, the last days in the New Testament is an occurrence of the phrase "last days." Peter's quotation of Joel's prophecy in Acts chapter 2, verses 16 to 21. "But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. And they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath. Blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. And church, as we look at the last days, this was prophesied by the prophet Joel. And I have read now from the New Testament in the book of Acts. And I want you to know, church, that glorious days are about to come upon us, that there will be a shifting, there will be a shaking, and there will be a move of the Holy Spirit like never before, before the trumpet sounds and the Lord calls us home, church. Amen. Now, let me read those verses from the Old Testament in the book of Joel, chapter 2, verses 28 to 32. And it shall come to pass that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also my men servants and my maid servants. I will pour out my spirit in those days. And I will show you wonders in the heavens and in the earth. Blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant the Lord calls. Church, I believe that we are living in a day when the Lord will call like never before, signs, wonders, and miracles to perform. You will never even imagine the miracles that the Lord will begin to perform in the church. And I want us to know today that the church will be caught up in glory and in magnificent praise, as we have read initially from Isaiah 24. In church today, I want you to know that you are and will be living in the greatest days of the Lord's sound and presence, church. As I have read to you a New Testament and an Old Testament reading, which actually contains the same words prophetically. Prophet Joel prophesied, and Peter speaking, that in the last days I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. But church, the important thing is we've got to be ready for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We've got to be ready for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. What of the day we are living in? I want us to know that before the Lord comes in the clouds to take us, first the church will rise triumphantly. Right now, while evil is on the rise, I believe that the church of God will be triumphant. And I want us to know today that the power of God will enable us to conquer evil in the name of Jesus. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. You say, but pastor, on one hand, you are saying that the church will be filled with glory, with praise, and be triumphant and victorious. And on the other hand, you are saying perilous times will come. What of the day? Perilous times, glorious day. We are singing in church, glorious day. What of the times? Perilous days, glorious days. Church, this is the end time. While vile, vice, corruption, evil, pandemics, and all of these things happen during the same time, church, there will be a shaking in the spiritual atmosphere that Jesus Christ is coming. We need to get ready, as I've read to you today from these scriptures. Now, the writer of Hebrews tells us how God now speaks in these last days. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2, as in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed to be heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds. Hallelujah. Now, James wrote as one living in the last days. James 5, verse 3. And Peter wrote of scoffers to come in the last days. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 to 4, the Bible says, knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lust and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. I want us to know today that there will be a rise. Scoffers will rise. There will be, at this time, so many criticisms about our belief in the coming of the Lord. We hear about the far left and the far right and all of the beliefs and the pedophiles and all of the things that are rising. These are perilous times, church. Believe it or not, we are living in perilous times. We're in the midst of a pandemic, and during this pandemic, many things are rising. Gender-based violence, corruption, crime, wars and rumors of wars, and all of these things are happening. But what does the Bible tell us? It speaks about perilous times. It speaks about pestilences, about disease. And you're in different parts of the world. Different things are happening right now. In some parts of the world, there are floods right now. In some parts of the world, there's famine, no rain. In some parts of the world, there are plagues and locusts and all kinds of things that are happening in the world. But I want to tell you, church, you, the church, you are the church. You need to get ready for a revival. You need to get ready for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon us like never before. When God moves us all in that last phase of eternity, Jesus does not give us any specifics, but he gives us some principle. Primarily, he stresses, Jesus' return will be sudden and unexpected. He illustrates this with several examples, beginning with the last days of Noah in verses 38 to 39. All of these verses are in Matthew 24. Now, Jesus doesn't focus so much on the evil prevalent in the time period, but instead focuses on the ordinances of daily life. People are eating, drinking, and getting married. They have no concept that life, as they know, is about to change radically, but their eternity is about to begin. So Jesus talks about the extraordinary happening in the middle of ordinary everyday life. Jesus' return will be sudden. So be prepared. Be prepared. It will be unexpected. Other examples he gives from everyday life. Two farmers are working in the field. One is taken and one is left behind. Two women are grinding wheat. One is taken and one is left behind. As I was reading this, there used to be a song about the end times. For us, life was filled with guns and wars. Be ready. Be ready. In both settings, there seems to be little to no difference between the two men or between the two women. They look the same on the outside. Yet, one has a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, and one doesn't. One heads to eternal life, and one goes to eternal destruction. Two people together working at the same place. One is gone, and the other left behind. Everything changes without warning, and Jesus warns us not to try and predict when all this will happen. In the beginning of the passage in verses 38, he says, but about the day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. In verse 42, he says, you do not know on that day your Lord will come. In verse 44, he repeats, the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Evidently, three times were not enough to repeat the message. When Jesus later ascends into heaven, recorded in Acts 1:7, he returns to this topic. The disciples have just asked him when the end times will happen, and he replies, it is not for you to know these things. You remember in the day of his ascension in the book of Acts, when he called the disciples, they thought it's going to be a conference about the end times. They thought maybe Jesus is going to give them a lesson on eschatology. But Jesus said, no, these signs are not for you to know. You need to prepare. Now, various religious groups for centuries have sought to plan the year and the date that Jesus will return. And you know how often they have been wrong? 100% of the time. Because no one knows the hour or the time. I don't know how they missed these verses. I'm sure the verses are in the Bible. I guess they're just trying to emphasize their role and their utterances. Church, let me tell you, our role, according to verse 42, is plain and simple as a church. Our role is to be ready. Our role is to be expectant. Our role is to prepare. Hallelujah. Jesus illustrates an example involving various things. I want us to know today, church, the scripture says that Jesus will come like a thief in the night. I don't know if you remember the movie, The Thief in the Night. Those days, they showed a lot of nice movies like The Thief in the Night, The Return. And we lived in the time and believed that Jesus is coming. If you can, I don't know if they have those movies that you can Google and watch. It's good to watch and good to show to your children as well. But Jesus is not a thief, church. He's a savior. How can you be ready when you don't know he's coming? Perhaps the simplest way is to imagine that any day could be the day. What of the day? Any day could be the day. What would you do differently if you knew for certain Jesus was returning in 24 hours? What would you do if you knew that Jesus was returning in 24 hours? Would you repent more zealously of your sin? Would you earnestly reach out to a loved one and implore them to receive the good news about God's forgiveness? Would you make peace with those with whom you are estranged from? If so, church, know what you need to do today to be ready. To maintain a steady state of readiness. Time after time, we take the Lord's Supper. My wife and I continuously partake of the Lord's Supper every night before our dinner. And I encourage the church to continue. For those of you who would like, I also have some communion that I could give you. You just inbox me and I'll make arrangements for you to collect at the church. It's important because once we do this and make it a habit in our life, our children in our homes will grow up knowing that the blood of Jesus covers us. It's important, church, to now begin to make our home ready for the coming of the Lord. But the Bible, when we take the blood and when we break the bread, when we read the scripture, it reminds us of the death, burial, resurrection, and most importantly, of the soon coming of the King. Repeat those words and begin to say, remind us, Lord. Because this is what the verse says in 1 Corinthians 11, 23 to 26. For I have received from the Lord what I also pass unto you. The Lord Jesus, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. We remember his death, church, and we remember the promise to come again. He is alive, and he will return for those who are his own. The other night, as Sandra and I were getting ready to take our communion, you know, my grandchildren often call us on FaceTime. So my granddaughter Michaela called on FaceTime, and I said to her, child, we are busy partaking of the communion and praying. I said to her, will you minister the communion to us? I tell you what, this child, as we were ready, she ministered the communion to us. She said the verses that Jesus, as he broke the bread, saying, this is my body broken for you. And as he took the cup, saying, this is my blood poured out for you. And as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you remember the Lord's death until he's coming. If we make this in our home church, our children will never depart from this. I'm saying, make it in your home. Make sure that, don't do it after supper. Because before supper, everybody's hungry. They want to say, let's have our communion, right? Make it. I'm saying to you today, you know, sometimes when we used to have altar meetings, my mom will say, hey, because when we had altar meetings after supper, all of us will sleep away. But when we had it before supper, we'll all be awake. So church, you see the heavenly plan of our Heavenly Father. And as we reach this time in our life, we need to pray to the Lord to help us in everyday life. And pray that we will be part of the breakthrough that's coming through our life and the church of Jesus Christ. Read those verses in Matthew chapter 24 about the second coming. So today, church, in view of the subject that we have spoken over the past few days and past few weeks, I need to ask you a few questions. Are you right with God? Are you right with God? Have you asked Jesus to be your Savior? Have you made a commitment to follow Jesus Christ? You say, Pastor, we're all Christians, we're here. But having this series of What of the Day, I need to ask you this question. Have you made a commitment to following Christ? Have you been born again? Have you renounced what the Bible defines as sin and purposed in your heart by the strength of Jesus to live in a manner that pleases God? Church, I'm not going to make an altar call. I'm not playing on your emotions. The verse that we have started off in the book of Daniel chapter 10, I want you to go and read again. And Daniel in that time also called for a 21 day of prayer. I want you to stand with me today, church. What of the day? I've asked you some pertinent questions. Your response is not to me, but to the Lord God Almighty, church. To the one who was and is to come. Your response is to the Lord. But what of the day? Am I ready for that day? Listen, church. You can live life to its full abundance, because that's what Jesus says in John 10:10. The thief cometh but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I've come to give you life and more abundant life. Church, God wants you to live life full. A full life. He doesn't want you to live your life in fear, but live your life in fear of God. The presence of God, the coming of the Lord, to prepare our hearts. I'm not saying that you must go and lock yourself up and just prepare and wait upon the Lord. No, you live your life, but you live it according to the word of the Lord. Say, Lord, here I am. Forgive me of my sin and iniquity. Church, I want you to know that I am a sinner. I sin daily. Like Apostle Paul says, I'm even a bigger sinner than you are. But I acknowledge my sin before the Lord and prepare my... Maybe you are here today and you're not a sinner. You live a sinful life. Nothing's wrong with that. But church, we all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. Whatever you are going through in your home or your life, I want you to surrender your all to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And today, if you say, Lord, thank you for bringing me to your house so I could learn the truth. That as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I want you to raise your hands wherever you are today, so we will bring this meeting to a close. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We bless the name of the Lord our God. Father, we thank you today for the Spirit of the Lord that convicts and converts. I pray that you forgive us of our sin and our iniquity. Help us, Lord, at all times to know and to remember your soon coming. Help us, Lord, to post it on our doorposts and our window posts and upon our children and our children's children, and they shall learn about your coming again. Prepare us, Lord. And also, Lord, we want to be part of that great breakthrough revival like it was on the day of Pentecost. Yes. So too shall it be in the house of the Lord. So I pray today, Lord, draw us closer. Bring us to your place. Hallelujah.
For more information about Faith Center Ministries International, call our offices on 031-464-5839. That's 031-464-5839. Or visit us at 341 Stella Road, Malvern.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.